It's the 10th of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. There were 17 contributing factors to a water failure incident at the Bedford Renal Unit operated by the East and North Hertfordshire NHS Trust based at Lister Hospital in Stevenage. An investigation revealed that 69 patients on dialysis were affected, 30 of them required blood transfusions, while one patient suffered a stroke. The Trust admitted to issues with communication, training, leadership and antiquated water testing practices. There were also problems related to equipment. Improvements have since been made, including enhanced water monitoring and other upgrades in dialysis infrastructure. The chair of the Lister Area Kidney Patients Association charity, Kirit Modi, MBE, said, "While we greatly welcome the actions already taken by the Trust, there is an urgent need for the Trust to address outstanding issues." Officers searching for missing Jenny from Bedford discovered a body in the River Great Ouse near Carlington Lock on Wednesday. Formal identification is pending, but her next of kin have been informed and are being supported by Bedfordshire Police. Maisie Summers-Newton, MBE, a British Paralympic swimmer, recently paid a visit to Bedford Modern School. Since her debut in 2018, she has won Paralympic World, European and Commonwealth titles. She was awarded an MBE for her achievements after the Tokyo Paralympics in 2020. She holds world records in the 200-metre individual medley and the 100-metre breaststroke, winning gold in the 2024 Paralympics in Paris. Maisie coached young students in the pool and delivered an inspiring assembly on her career. Kitchen specialists TC Kitchens has chosen Bedford-based Food Etc. as their charity of the year for 2025. Lindsay Copperwheat, the owner of TC Kitchens, said they were the obvious choice for us. The charity, through its volunteers, empowers people to make better food choices by teaching them how to cook inexpensive, healthy meals from scratch. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.